talking about
his cord
getting
is
off
in the
to
way.
Better starts for the whole season, pretty much. Not even years, actually. How do you address that?
Well, I actually, when we left that first period, I didn't think we played all that bad. Maybe we were on our heels a little bit in the first few minutes, but a tough environment, crowds right into it. It's there's a reason why these guys went at home. It's a great environment to play in. But I thought we had our chances. We pressed back. We had double-digit shots, and I think the last half of the first, I thought we carried the play a little bit as it went on. And unfortunately, I thought we had a little bit of a tough one there on the first goal. But I didn't think we played that bad. It was the second period that was a real letdown. We started getting back to the old too cute and didn't get enough pucks to the net, and then the penalties, sucked a little bit of momentum away from us.
So you said you had evaluation points to look at. How would you evaluate this game?
Well, we go into the third period and we have a pretty animated conversation with each other about what we need to do to get back into the game and what recipe works, and they executed that in the third, and hence you win the third period 2-0. And so it's just showing the guys that this is what works and this is what doesn't, and they responded. So you got to like that when you walk in the locker room, the guys respond to that.
Are you finding and seeing enough to kind of use building blocks for the rest of the season? Maybe looking forward.
I don't know. I hate saying building blocks and evaluation and stuff like that. I guess ultimately it is, but we're trying to win games, and the boys are doing everything possible to win these games. It's just we go into the third period, like I said, on this road trip, and we've been outscored 11-4 going into the third period, and that's a tough way to win games. And you go in, we get three in Washington in the third, goose egg in Buffalo, but two tonight. So we've scored more goals in the third period in this road trip than we have in the first six periods before. So it's tough to keep coming back in this league. And so at some point here, we got to get a lead and get the lead, extend the lead, protect the lead. And we just haven't been able to do that so far in the road.
That's what maybe I should have been a little more specific in my question. Yeah. Not so much starts.
Well, actually, just my whole tenure here. I think, the Carolina game, we got the lead and we did well after that. But other than that, like, we were down two against Jersey, Florida, this whole road trip. We just get down, whether it's a breakdown or it's goaltending or it's whatever. It's just everything that could possibly go wrong in the beginning of games has gone wrong for us. And then we get our feet under us and we get going. And so, it'd be nice to play with the lead for a little while and see what happens then.
Steven only had one goal and eight coming in. It helped to kind of get him kind of.
Well, again, we talked after that. He didn't have a shot in the Buffalo game, and he had zero shots in the first two periods tonight. I don't know what he ended up with, but.
Nine attempts, I think three on goal.
Okay, well, if he had four on goal, they were all in the third, and that was what we were trying to talk to him about. Is like, Stammer, like, we need you. You need to shoot, and again, that goal is. It's Marty and Teddy, it's kind of a harmless rush, but they drive the net, push their D back, give Stammer enough room to snap it, and that's what he does best. And so it's great to see him, get one. He's been long overdue. He's had some big-type chances. Even the one in the third there, I couldn't tell if Pavlik got a stick on it, but he made a great move and thought he had it. But he's getting close. At some point here, you're gonna see him break out and have some multiple goal games.
Totally off topic. PC.
Yeah.
And he played good tonight on that line. Played well. You saw him in Syracuse. Why do you think his teammates gravitate to him as much as they do? Just on a personal.
Yeah. Well, he's level. Just has that. He's got that personality. I always say he's got dual character. He's got character and he is a character. And when you have that in your repertoire, it's those are fun guys to be around. But he, what makes him that way is he's a competitor, and he kind of does that job in hockey that is tough to do. He's a big, strong guy. He's got to grind guys out. Sometimes he's got to fight when he's called upon, and that's a tough thing to do. And he's just one of those guys, because he is such a good guy, you're always rooting for him, and he's a lot of fun to have around.
Have you made fun of his hair?
I've had them for 3 years, so you could probably answer that yourself. All right.
Two of your last three games have gone to shootouts. Yeah. Generally speaking, heading into the shootout, is your lineup already picked, or does that potentially change based on?
I would say a little of both. There's probably one guy that I'm consistently going to go to, and after that, it's a little bit of a feel. Again, it's a little harder for me because I haven't been around the guys a whole lot, but we have been to three shootouts since I've been here. But you get a little feel, I think. In the game, you get a little bit more of a feel for, you know, maybe one or two of the guys you're going to pick.